this weekend, the Blue Ridge Orchestra performs, and I've been seeing the posters around town, and it looks to me like it says Bro Revels. So that's what we'll go with, the Blue Ridge Orchestra Revels, concerts Saturday and Sunday. Milton Krotz is the director of the Blue Ridge Orchestra. Jamie Laval is the featured soloist, violinist, and fiddler, and they're both with us in the studios this afternoon. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. Thank you. And we are Bro Revels.
You are
yeah,
Bro
we're
Revels.
The bro, yes.
Okay, I like that. That's a great sounding name. I like that. So this, the concert is there are two concerts, Saturday afternoon at Lipinski Auditorium. And Sunday afternoon at Folk Arts Center.
Correct. Yeah. Both at the same time, 3 p.m. And it's about an hour concert, perfect for the kids as well, and a nice way to kind of round up that Christmas shopping, holiday shopping, come out and hear some music before or after.
Yeah, you bet. So this is – Blue Ridge Orchestra always has a great slant on things, a great vantage point, looking at music in different ways. And this concert is a great example of that. You've got a wonderful Celtic fiddler playing with you, but you're also going to be doing The Four Seasons, right? Or Winter from The Four Seasons.
The Winter, right.
Jamie
has those chops, and you know, actually, Jamie and I started talking a couple years ago about other concerts, and then this holiday concert came about 6 months ago when we were talking about the repertoire and a lot of the things he's arranged.
Oh, okay. So Jamie is, for the folks that have not heard Jamie, he is an incredible violinist and fiddler. I'll use two different terms if that's okay.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky, both of us, to have this guy around because he's got such a busy schedule this time of year. Classically trained, mm-hmm. and then at some point, Celtic music just kind of took over your spirit, right?
Yeah, it was always percolating down there under the surface, but I never really saw it as a career path. But, you know, I was making my living in symphony orchestras in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm kind of doing Celtic music on the side, and that's where my passion was. You know, but now that I do that for most of my living, I haven't left classical music altogether. So, you know, once or twice a year, I'll be invited to do some kind of chamber music thing or what have you. So it seemed like a natural fit. I was really glad Milton expressed a desire to kind of blend the Celtic and the classical.
Yeah. So give us a little of the background, if you will, about some of the music that you'll be playing. We were talking before we went on the air about dance tunes made into Christmas carols or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, well, exactly. Right? I mean, because of the fact that I'm now doing mostly Celtic music for my career, I'm always interested in the sort of the tempo or the rhythm-oriented type of music that would have been village dances or peasant dances back in the day. And come to find out, a lot of the ancient carols that we know, that we sing every year, which often date from about the 1400s, were actually peasant dance tunes long before they were turned into religious tunes for the church. That was an afterthought. And so once discovering that, then I've been looking at those carols in a different way. Like, what would they actually sound like if they had a real tempo to them? Like, for example, you take a minuet type of beat, like... See, that's a nice kind of a lilting minuet type of thing.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of rustic dance rhythms like, you know, that kind of thing. And then lots of, let's say... you know, once again, vigorous. And so there are many carols that can be thought of in a new light like that, and that's what I've sought to arrange in the orchestra context.
So you are not only playing, but you've written arrangements that will be played.
Mm, indeed.
And even an original piece as well. Not an arrangement, but one of the pieces is an original.
Yes. Well, that would be the case of the Midwinter Solstice piece, which I've done in a kind of an ancient way. It's basically new music of my own that's written in an old voice, you know.
And so Jamie scored this for the Blue Ridge Orchestra, which is your double winds all the way through, and 20 violins, 10 violas, 8 cellos, and 5 basses. And we're all going to be there just playing his music, and we've been working on it for about the last 6 weeks and having a great time doing that.
I was going to say, this must be fun for the orchestra as well, to be playing some new settings of old music, maybe, and some new music, and having the composer and the arranger right there on the stage with them.
Absolutely. And then we still have some of the classics of Leroy Anderson with Bugler's Holiday, featuring our trombone section.
Wait a minute. You're doing Bugler's Holiday, but you got trombone players.
When you have the trumpets are so busy in this community doing other things, you've got great trombone players. Why not put them up there?
Well, I'd say.
And Jamie has written some great trombone parts, as well as bass clarinet and E-flat clarinet in his arrangements. And, isn't it great to have someone demonstrate live right here in the studio, which sounds great.
But
the Vivaldi sounds pretty cool, too, and it paints a picture.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of evocative of a stormy winter scene, where you have the really spooky frozen gray sky and then these sudden thunderstorms and lightning and dashing, virtuosity where kind of exciting playing. So it's nice to kind of explore all sorts of different expressions, and I think that's what's been fun is because Milt has cut me a lot of rope to be able to to explore different all sorts of different
that's wonderful
directions.
That's great. We're speaking with the soloist on this weekend's concerts with the Blue Ridge Orchestra, BRO Revels, Jamie Laval, and Milton Crotts, the director, is with us as well. They're playing two concerts, actually same concert twice this weekend, at Lipinski Auditorium on Saturday afternoon and the Folk Arts Center on Sunday afternoon. And in addition to Jamie's part, we've got, I got to hear that, the Bugler's Holiday with three trombones.
We may never go back to trumpets again.
Well,
and I know you're a trumpet player, Dick, so you're having a hard time with
this. I don't take that personally, but I can understand. Trumpet players kind of hard to get along with sometimes.
I've actually heard a version of the clarinet polka done on the tuba, and it's just great fun when you kind of re-render for the lower brass.
Well, the trombones love it because they don't have to watch the conductor. They're at the front of the stage. But what's new? Right?
Yeah. Right. How can you tell?
Yeah, right. But we also have Oh Holy Night, and Megan McConnell will be singing, and Jamie
voice.
Put this wonderful piece together called Icelandic 13 Days of Christmas that Megan will be taking it all the way through the 13 days. Do you want to say a little something about
that? Well, sure. I mean, Megan is delightful because, she's a quick learner. She's got a gorgeous voice, and she's kind of bringing this cheeky quality to the tune. Yeah, I was traveling in Iceland last year and discovered this Christmas song. This kind of a kid's counting game at Christmas where, like our 12 Days of Christmas, it counts backwards, but it's different words altogether. And it's meant to be just kind of fun and playful. And so I kind of set the orchestra arrangement in a very peculiar, goofy way where you've got the low woodwinds down there in the bass clarinet and bassoon going, boop, 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 boop. And then two octaves above that is a piccolo trio.
Three piccolos. Oh my God. Sounds a little John Philip Sousa there, doesn't it? Three piccolos.
But it was kind of meant to enhance that sort of fun, playful quality to the song.
Yeah, excellent. This is all part of the concert taking place on Sunday and Saturday this weekend with the Blue Ridge Orchestra. Jamie, you brought a recording of something with you. We got to listen to just a little snippet of this. Can you set us up?
It's just my own arrangement of Patapan, and it gives a little flavor of that kind of that rustic peasant feel.
Okay, this is Jamie Laval, and we'll see what we got here.
Thank you.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. That's Jamie Laval, fiddler, and his version of Patapan, which is one of the songs on the program when he plays with the Blue Ridge Orchestra this weekend, Bro Revels, Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Jamie is with us in the studios, as is Milton Crotts, the director. Okay, so people can get tickets already for this concert,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, online, BlueRidgeOrchestra.org, and there'll be tickets available at the door, probably at Lipinski on Saturday, but the Folk Art Center usually sells out, and I think they have a lot of neat things going on there as well.
Of course. So, Sunday show.
That's the Sunday show.
Yeah, so the smart thing would be to go ahead and get them online, BlueRidgeOrchestra.org. Again, that's 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Lipinski Auditorium on the UNC Asheville campus, Sunday afternoon at the Folk Art Center. Again, at 3 o'clock, the Blue Ridge Orchestra with violinist and fiddler Jamie Laval. Thank you, Jamie and Milt. Thank you so much, for both of you, for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It's been great talking to you.
Sounds like great fun. Thanks. And you can call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information at 210-4800.